Speaking of, the governor signed a law this past Monday that requires all New Jersey public school districts to create what are called threat assessment teams. Deadline to do this is by the start of the 2023-24 school year. Purpose of this will be to ID students who might pose a threat to school safety. Now, this doesn't mean you have to wait until 2023 and the start of that school year to put this in place. School boards are being encouraged to start forming the teams with guidance from the state over the next few months. This comes about in the aftermath of the Uvalde school shooting, left 19 children dead, two teachers dead as well. So here's how this all works. The threat assessment teams will be created by local boards of education. They'll consist of teachers, administrators, law enforcement liaison to help identify students who may be at risk of engaging in violent and harmful acts and to establish strategies to intervene with those students. The identities of the students will come to the team's attention. Those will be confidential. The law clearly states that. For students who receive special services or have individualized education plans due to learning disabilities, the team will be required to consult with the staff assigned to them. School boards will also have to create a policy for creating these teams. They'll have to follow the guidelines that the State Department of Education will be providing. The policy will determine what criteria will be used to assess a student's threatening behavior, to which staff members the behavior should be reported, process for reporting the behavior, support resources that will be made available for the student, how to refer or involve law enforcement if that's deemed to be needed. Boards of Education also establish policies that will require threat assessment teams not to disclose any information beyond what prompted the concern regarding a student, but it does authorize them to report these concerns to law enforcement or any other relevant agency. As far as the members of the teams, they'll have to undergo training on childhood trauma, implicit bias, adverse childhood experiences. Training will be conducted by school safety specialists. That was a position that was created by a 2017 law that calls on every school to have one staff member trained in safety and security procedures and acting as a liaison to law enforcement. If you want to look at the stats, there's a great resource for this. The Educator School Safety Network, eschoolsafety.org, is their website. They do yearly reports. They didn't do reports about school incidents with violence and threats during 2019 and 20, 2020 and 2021, as well as this school year, just because of the way that the various ways that COVID-19 would impact the true balance of those statistics. So the most recent numbers are 2018 to 2019. Again, you can see their study and work at eschoolsafety.org. I don't know if it would surprise you or not, but school shooters are actually a small number in ratio to the total number of violent events and risks that schools face. Only 6% of all track violent incidents involved an active shooter event at school. An additional 4.5% of tracked incidents involve shots being fired on school grounds. And even with the inclusion of the tracked incidents where a gun was found in the school but not fired, that was 13.6% of incidents, the total of all violent incidents that were related to either the presence or use of guns in the school was 24% of all the events that occurred. Now, what's important to note, too, from the stats is how few plots are stopped before they're committed, only about 13%. That's where the school threat assessment teams will play really a huge role. While school shootings are less frequent than school bullying, for example, they're obviously far more deadly. So that's why it's important to get ahead of those threats in really every way and any way possible.